Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to the believer, Allah has bestowed the believer with a great favor and bounty, a great blessing. And that is, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Allah is saying, Allah says, O my servants, my creation, ask from me and I will give to you. I will give to you. Subhanallah. This is a great mercy and blessing of Allah that the servant, when his life is full of needs, hajat, and Allah Ta'ala has, with His fadl, His grace, opened this path up for that person. In the hadith it is stated that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated in the hadith that if a person is given the ability by Allah, the tawfiq, to do dua, to supplicate, then Allah Ta'ala has opened the doors of His mercy for that person. So dua, prayer, supplication is a great resource for a person that directly a person has a link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah Ta'ala Himself is saying, Allah Qadir Mutlak, that you ask from me and I will give to you. Subhanallah. So Allah is the one who gives. So can our need, Allah Ta'ala says, your needs may end, but my treasures will never end. Never. So Allah said that even if your shoelaces break, ask from me and I will give to you. Sometimes it happens that a person, for him it's a very minor thing that he needs, but it's very important. For others it's not important, but at that time he's desperately in need of that thing. And it might seem minor. For example, there's a part of the car, small part of the car, let's say a screw or a nut, and you need the nut or the you need the star Phillips screwdriver to tighten the Phillips screw, not the normal one, but you don't have that. And so you feel so down, oh, the shop's not open, what shall I do, darkness will come. And what's the value of a screw or a screwdriver? But it's so important and desperate at that time that you cannot get it from anywhere. But subhanAllah, Allah says, if you ask me for this, I will give this to you as well. So this is the connection with Allah. Allah Ta'ala is telling us about His connection. Allah is saying that, why do you think I'm far from you? I'm very close to you. Very close to you. Why do you break the link with me? Allah says, you should maintain the connection with me. Strengthen the connection with me. And dua, prayer, it strengthens the bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between the servant and Allah. But shaitan, he makes a person feel down. And you will hear it very regularly, though, I've asked so many du'as, I'm fed up of doing du'as, I'm tired, but no one listens to me. I've done so many du'as, but nobody listens to me. I don't know, what is it, that am I sinful, that my du'as are not listened to? I don't know what the problem is, etc. So this is shaitan who makes a person feel down. When you see someone feel down, then you can consider that shaitan, he has overwhelmed a person. Because a mu'min and shaitan are two opposite things. Because if Allah is with the mu'min, if Allah is assisting the mu'min, then can that person be down and out? No. So in reality, he doesn't think that Allah is with him. So this is not the quality of the mu'min, that he lacks hope or desire or gives up, or this is not happening for me or that's not happening for me. How can I succeed and how will this happen and how will that happen? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a very easy method, that whatever you need, whatever your requirement is, then adopt the means for that. End of story. Adopt the means. If you adopt the means, alhamdulillah, the rest leave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will fulfill all of your needs. However, whether there's a delay to it, or quickly, or after a while, or quickly, or after a while, or near, or far, but there's one condition. Do not fear, do not give up. Wait, Allah ta'ala says. Because for example, if you've put in a request for something, or you want a loan, so you put in a request for a loan, and you put that request in, then you are content. That's it, the request has gone in, inshallah, when my number comes up, when my turn comes, I'll get the loan. So the worry goes far away, doesn't it? So that's it. So when we have put our request in to Khaliq Haqiqi, the real Allah Ta'ala, the creator, the creator. That's the end of story. Then we don't need to think about it. What's going to happen? Feeling upset and difficulties and problems and this has happened and that's happened. Allah says, this is all shaytan. This is not the quality of a mu'min. This is not the quality of a person who believes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His karam, His mercy always descends on a person. The Holy Prophet, Sarwar-e Alam, the Master of the Two Worlds, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, has given us a beautiful method of how to perform dua, supplication, so that this can be even more strong encouragement for us. Yes, the Holy Prophet, our beloved Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, has given us such a tariqah, such a method, that today I will tell you that method, and from Allah this is a guarantee that I will accept your dua, I will accept your prayer. So will we follow that method, brothers? Is that a solid promise? Shall I tell you what is that method? Okay, I'll tell you. There's a hadith in Tirmidhi, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased him, he narrates this hadith. And in a beautiful way, our Master, our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has told us this method, that if you adopt this method, Allah Ta'ala will accept your du'as. Allah will accept your prayers. So he stated that ay yastajibu Allahu, that how to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we need. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that if a person desires, if a person wants, if he wants that his du'as are accepted and Allah ta'ala accepts his du'as, this is the conditional. When Allah ta'ala says that if you're extremely upset, distressed, you have difficulties, problems, we have ups and downs in life, don't we? Sometimes we're very happy, suddenly we'll go down. When we leave home, we're very happy. When we come back, a little bit of an argument, quarrel with the wife, then we'll go down again. With the children, there'll be an issue, we go down again. Then we're happy after a while. So this is our life. The meter goes up, sometimes down. Somebody's strong, sometimes weak. And this is the name of life. You cannot be constantly happy. And you won't be constantly in difficulty or sadness. There's fluctuation. There's change. So in both of these scenarios, Allah Ta'ala says that why are you worried, afraid when problems and difficulties come? Then why do we go down? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us the first thing is that when you have an issue, a problem, rather than running left and right, what should we do? Go towards Allah, straight to Allah. And Allah Ta'ala wants our du'as to be accepted. And obviously we want our du'a to be accepted straight away, don't we? So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I will tell you the method is for you to implement this. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. What great hikmah and wisdom and mercy of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us, towards us, that He's given to us a method. So when you're in difficulty and you want to do good, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I'll give you a tariqah method. If you adopt that method, then the dua will be accepted. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that there's a formula if we use that. That what you need to do, the action you need to do, is that when you have an issues, problems, worries, then do dua to Allah, ask from Allah, present to Allah. If you want it to be accepted, then one action you need to do. What is that? That when your conditions are better or good, because the conditions can get better, isn't it? When you get better, when you're in a good way, house, home, family, business, everything's good, is smooth, feeling cool and satisfied, peace, whatever you wanted, the house and business, no issues, two sons, four sons, they're working, these got married, etc. This is called afiyah. Goodness, and you've got no issues, land, everything's going good. At that time, what do? We become like animals. We do. We become, then what are our du'as like at that time? We pray salah. We just wipe our hands over the face. We don't even think about anything. We take things for granted. Ramadan comes. Ramadan is coming. What a great resource. And Ramadan has been given for du'as. What is in Ramadan? Yes, soon as Tarawih finish, we just wipe our hands over our face. We don't know what we've recited or asked for. And we just wipe hands over our face. So, Mawlana Sahib's doing dua, and he's doing dua. What dua are you doing? Do you know what is being said? Mawlana Sahib has done dua, alhamdulillah. Everyone said, Ameen. That's good. After that, then present your needs for 10 or 15 minutes. Yes? But no. We just run away. Let me run away first. Imagine. Allah says, oh my servant, why did you come to me? Why did you come to me? You came to pray salah, you haven't prayed salah, your prostration is not good, your bowing is not good, not from top to bottom, you're not correct, you're full of dirt, impurities, and did I need to call you to pray salah? Allah says that the whole universe pray salah. Say subhanallah. So, for example, can we compete with angels in prostration? Can we compete with angels in worship? Allah said, did I call you for salah? Oh foolish person, I didn't call you to pray to me. I called you so you can help yourself. You should come to my court and you should ask me. Say subhanallah. Say subhanallah. What's the meaning of salah? That the servant, he asks what? He asks for everything from Allah. Why have we come? Oh, I've gone to pray salah. I'm going to pray. Forget praying salah. I'm going to ask from Allah. That's what I'm going for. I've got a big requirements and needs. And write it all down. Where am I going? I'm going to Allah's home. And Allah's given me a special opportunity. Come to Maghrib. And I need money. Allah says, for example, if you say to someone, I need some money. He says, okay, come in the evening to see me. What is it? Okay, come in the morning. I ain't got time in the moment. So Allah says, the 5 times a day come to me. Subhanallah. Why? Why? Not to pray salah. For what reason? To ask from me. Do you understand what I'm saying now? What is the meaning of salah? Have you understood today? Today you've understood? Allahu Akbar. When it's time for asking, then Mawlana Sahib, he's done the dua, that's enough. We don't need to ask, we say. After that, even when we're asking, we don't know what we're asking, our hands are up. What we've asked, what we've uttered, what we've muttered, we've forgotten. And then when we're doing dua, we're thinking, I'll go to him and he will give me. And as he left, oh, let me quickly go and grab him. And we're thinking this. Oh, and we're looking at the masjid. Has he gone? The person, your hands are up. Your hands are up. And you don't know what you're asking for. And where's that person who I needed to help me, etc.? Allah says, you needed from me the assistance. That's why I called you to my home. And you're looking here, left and right. And oh, this man made the masjid. Nobody made the masjid. Allah Ta'ala says, nobody, this is my base so that people can come and ask from me. Allah Ta'ala says, say subhanallah, subhanallah. Say again subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. I'm saying it for this reason, that tonight is so valuable. I don't know how we have sat down, O servants of Allah. Allah's great mercy, such a great night, that we'll get this night the next year. What's today the date of Shaban? What is it? Has one disappeared? What is it? Yes. Has there been the 31st of Shaban? No. So Shaban's gone, hasn't it? Yes. So, such a great month it's going, and the next great month is coming. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And what are we doing? We are sat in the masjid, and we are remembering Allah. Allahu Akbar. The angels will say that when Ramadan, when the preparation of Ramadan was taking place, Shaban was coming. Even that time the Jamaat was sat down, Allah listening to you, remembering you. And today Shaban's going and they're still remembering you. What will Allah Ta'ala say? Oh, is this the case? Then every night of Ramadan, tell them that I also will remember them. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Yes? So, is that it? Just this many people, and people say, dhikr, come to do dhikr, and only 4 or 5 minutes sat down. That's it. And our Jamaat, if it didn't come, then which people will be sat here from the locality? So this is called a lack of desire, a lack of passion. We'll go outside asking, we'll be immersed and wrapped up in problems. Allah's calling, come, come, sit in my dhikr. Whatever you ask for, I'll give you more than that. But nobody comes. We have no need to ask from Allah. We say that I've got this, I don't need to ask. Oh, I'll give a request to him, or I'll go to that person and he'll help me. But nothing, no difference made. Like dogs, we run around in the world crying and begging from people. Does anybody give? Nobody gives. Nobody gives. So do you understand what I'm saying? Am I right in what I'm saying? What did you understand? Who should we ask from? Oh yes, we should ask from Allah. What does Allah call to his home? For us to ask from him. We say, no, I've come to praise Allah. That's it. So we realize today, this is the reason why we come to the masjid. Allah says, ask from me. We say, no, I pray Allah. Allah says, that where have you come to? First tell me, where have you come to? Is this your father's home? Your uncle's home? No, whose home is this? Allah's home. So in the house of Allah, there are adab, manners of entering the house of Allah. Allah says that all the prostrations, I tell you, do that many prostrations. Along with this, the adab of the masjid. The rules of the masjid, the manners of the masjid. For example, this is the house of Allah. We go to Allah's home, the greatest home. What's the adab? That we just pick our face up and go there? Without doing anything? No, as soon as we enter into the house, this is how dare you, don't do any action. The adab of this home is that, first Allah says that go around my house, do tawaf. Yes, when we go to the great house of Allah, isn't it? Yeah, so these are the adab, the manners of Allah's home. So praying, salah, first we need to be grateful. Allah says all the sujood, the number of prostrations is Allah's wisdom, that you need to do this many prostrations and ask from me, and this in the morning, four at Fajr, when Dhuhr you do this many prostrations, and Maghrib this many prostrations, and after the prostrations, the next action you need to do is ask from me, start asking from me, Allah says. So do we ask from Allah? Yes, we don't know, we go out of the next door and somebody's issues are stopped in the world, somebody's trapped, somebody's got issues, somebody's got hurdles. Has anyone in the world got straightforward issues? I don't think anyone's issues are straightforward in the world. Every man looks at another person and thinks, oh, he's okay, he's happy and he's got good fortune. Or, look at my destiny, I've got bad issues, I've got problems, I'm down and there's darkness. Everyone looks towards others and thinks that they're better off and he's in the worst position. So what has Allah Ta'ala said? That do dua, and this is the hadith of Tirmidhi, very beneficial formula that's come to us, that Allah Ta'ala says, I will accept your du'as in all circumstances and instances. Yes, so the Holy Prophet ﷺ has told us the method of how to get the du'a accepted. How? The Prophet ﷺ said that when you come and you got issues and problems and difficulties and you ask for me, don't you? Allah says, how do you ask for me? Whenever the issue occurs, oh, then you run to Allah. Allah, do this and that. Oh, my man, he's got stuck. What was he for Allah do? Then tahajjud, we get up and in the middle of the night, then we read the wazifa, ayat al-kareema, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu, and surah yaseen and khatam, etc. And we work hard and make efforts. Oh, I'm stuck now, and this has happened. How do I get out of this trap? We start praying salah and growing the beard, and we ooh and ahs, and Allah Ta'ala is watching that this drama that this person is playing out, that I shook him. Shook this one, look at him now running around. Oh Allah, tawbah, Allah, I'm true, tawbah, do. Let me get out of this trial and this case. And then that person, 5 years sentence or 10 years sentence, and he's crying. And he didn't know how to cry before. Oh, I'm crying. Then du'as and the hands are going high. He's going to do umrah and hajj and to the house of Allah. Allah knows everything. What does Allah say? Ayyastajibu. Allah says that what is the way to ask from me? What is the method? That now you are trembling and shaking and you're crying and shrieking. If you really want your dua to be accepted, then do such an action, Allahu Akbar. Allah says, Aktharu dua, Allahu Akbar. How? That when I gave you good times and ease and comfort, at that time you should do dua just like that, at that time like the way you're doing dua now in the time of difficulty. Allahu Akbar. What a great point. Yes, and the heart, it was so joyful when reading this hadith. That is this the thing? Is this how we are users and we do fraud with Allah? This is our nature, isn't it? That we play games with Allah, trying to do tricks with Allah. The person who has a need in the world, if you have a need and the person can fulfill that need, you run to him, Assalamu alaikum, Chaudhry sahab, how are you? And we become like sidekicks. We run after that person. It shows that we have a need from that person. And we don't leave Allah and we don't leave the friends of Allah. We have kept the link with the walis of Allah in the same way, O servants of Allah. Keep a proper link with the wali of Allah. Proper connection. Allah Ta'ala knows all the thoughts in the heart. And you're playing games with the awliya of Allah, the friends of Allah. We play games. Yes, inside with something, outside with something. We do drama and fraud and we deceive the awliya of Allah. Don't we know how great hadith is that be afraid from their nur firasat, from their vision, because the awliya of Allah, they have vision. They have sight. They know that person, what intention he has. Allah Ta'ala has opened their hearts up and Allah Ta'ala has expanded their hearts. They're not magicians, sorcerers, because they have immersed themselves in the presence of Allah. Allah Ta'ala gives them the maqam, the status that in their hearts Allah Ta'ala puts sight, like eyes. Allah gives them vision. And the eyes on the heart, and they can see with that vision, they can see around them the generation, the society, and what people are. It looks ajeeb for us, doesn't it? Looks weird to us. But they're linked with Allah, their efforts, their struggle, how they work hard, and Allah Ta'ala purifies them and gives them vision, gives them long sight. Allah Ta'ala opens up their wujud, their being. So when we do fraud, we're trying to do fraud with Allah, playing games with Allah. As soon as we have difficulty, just like we run after people, and Allah Ta'ala says, we become the sidekicks. Allah says, don't do that with me. I need that servant who's always with me in all circumstances, happiness, sadness, ups and downs, whatever situation is surrounding you. Your communication and link and connection with Allah should be maintained in all circumstances. When you've got happiness, the same. When you've got difficulty, difficulty is the same. Your heart is attached to the masjid, whether you're happy or sad, you're asking, your hands are raised, and your tears are flowing. What are you asking? Well, I don't know what I'm asking. You keep on asking from Allah. Yes? So, if somebody wants this, that I want my situation to be improved, then this is the point. Make it a habit that when times of happiness and comfort and joy, and there's nothing restricting you, and there's nothing negative in your life, then you should sit in the masjid in the house of Allah in the same way. Raise your hands, say, Allah, your karam, I need your mercy, your blessings. Give me your assistance and help. Allah says, not an inch of difference, not a millimeter of difference should be shown, whether you're in good times or bad times. Not a millimeter of difference. Yes? So do you understand what I'm saying? We should do this, shouldn't we? Yes. So why do we come to the masjid? To do dua to Allah. So ask from Allah and then leave. Spend time in dua. Spend time, no problem. 3 minutes of dua, ask in such a way. What is dua now? What is dua? Ajeeb point is coming to my mind. Shall I tell you? What is prayer? What is supplication? Great ulama ikram, respectful scholars are here. And they'll say, what's this discussion that he's having? What's he mentioning here? Look, what is dua? What is prayer? Dua is not magic. It's not some wazifa. Dua is a condition that Allah Ta'ala gives to His servant. And why does Allah give this? Allah gives less to someone. Allah gives more to someone. What's the reason? Dua, prayer is Allah Ta'ala's attention to His servant. Dua is that emotion and condition where totally 100% the focus of the servant turns to Allah. So when dua is accepted, it's for this reason, that how much is the servant paying attention to Allah? When we say, I want to pray and do dua from the depth of my heart, we say for this reason, that the more a person has in-depth focus to Allah, because Allah knows the hearts, isn't it? Allah says, the more your heart is focused to Allah, and the more your heart is submitting to Allah, then Allah Ta'ala gives more to that individual. Tawajjah ila Allah. That's the meaning of it. No, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Rahman Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, this is not dua. This is reciting the verses. This is what I've understood. Forgive me if I'm wrong, if what I'm saying is wrong. That forgive the faqih. Yes? So this is not dua. It's praying to Allah. Dua is pay tawajjuh ila Allah. First, your heart should be totally turned to Allah, paid attention to Allah. Allah is in your heart, in the depths of the heart. Then there's no need to raise the hands. Allah says, you ask, I will give to you. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, you ask and I will give to you. Why? Why? Because the heart is like the Kaaba. That Allah Ta'ala, He is in the heart. So Allah says, if you turn your heart towards me and you hand over your heart to me, then this is reality, that dua is tawajjuh ila Allah. And that's why for this reason, those who do dhikr, their duas are heard a lot, a lot. Say subhanallah again. Say subhanallah again. Subhanallah. The dhakireen, those who remember Allah, their duas are heard a lot, rather not a lot. So many times the duas are, Allah says, the dhakireen, even if he doesn't ask dua from me, I will accept his dua. Allahu Akbar. Why? Why? What's the reason for this? The reason is that the dhakir who does dhikr of Allah, who remembers Allah, his heart is always turned to Allah, focused on Allah, paying attention to Allah, subhanallah. Constant, continuous. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when a person does dhikr, where are his thoughts at the time? We say, hasbunallah. And are you remembering your mother or your sister? They don't know. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. The higher destination than this is reached. That when a person does maraqabah, when his tongue stops, when his mouth is stopped, and everything stops at that time, except one thing is left, that the heart is connected to Allah's name, maraqabah. And this is called maraqabah dhikr. And that totally 100% the heart is paying attention to Allah. And if a person has ability and he tries hard and he assigns his heart over to Allah, you have to work hard for this, my brothers. Remember this, maraqabah is this action, that the amount, the more the servant turns his heart to Allah, he turns his heart so much to Allah, he pays attention so much to Allah, that no difference is made, whether you're in the dunya, in your shop, at home or outside. Every second there's so much focus towards Allah, the heart is turned to Allah, that it's remembering Allah all the time. Subhanallah. So it's not that we can't do that with ease, can you? That if you want a high maqam, high status, you have to work for that. That's why I stated that the friends of Allah, when they raise their hands, their du'as are accepted straight away. It hasn't rained. I've seen this ourselves. That the wali Allah raised his hand, dua, rain came. Hazrat, I don't have a child. Hazrat, put the hands up. dua to children are born. Why? He's not a magician. He's not playing clever tricks. No, their heart has totally 100% turned to Allah, paid attention to Allah. The more a person's heart turns to Allah, Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِ يَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah Akbar. The person becomes so close, Allah says, you raise your hands and ask, and I'm giving to you, Allah says. I'm giving to you. Yes, and a person doesn't ask dua, perform dua from his hands, my brothers. Dua isn't from the words. Allah says, don't even ask. You don't even have to raise your hands or speak the words. More than you yourselves, Allah says, I know your needs. You don't know, tomorrow you may stop being able to urinate. Do you know? In the morning, oh, I can't urinate. You go to the hospital. Allah says, my ilm. Tomorrow you will stop being able to urinate. Allah says, I know your need. And you're sat in dhikr, you don't know. And I will give you the cure in advance. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, so due to the barakah of Sha'ban, what beautiful words we are discussing. Yes, and so few people are sat here. Shouldn't people be listening? I will grab the people that Masjid Ibrahim was made and nobody's come for dhikr. To remember me, to listen. So my brothers, now we've understood. Do you understand the words? The points? That dua, we should be doing dua regularly, in a high quantity. Dua is the tool for the mu'min, for the believer. And all duas are accepted, but we should do dua from the depths of the heart with total focus and attention to Allah. And to give total attention and focus towards Allah, for the heart to do that, we need to work hard and make effort and do dhikr of Allah. Will we do this, brothers? Yes, your benefit. When the heart, when you do dhikr of Allah, you remember Allah, and then you make that connection, that click between your heart and Allah. Then when you do maraqbah, you close your heart, eyes, and remember Allah in your heart. Allah, Allah, Allah. For hours you can say, shaitan, waswasa, making you think, oh, forget shaitan. Ah, half an hour I'm free. Close your eyes, put the cloth over your head. Allah, Allah in the heart. Allah, Allah, Allah. This is maraqbah. And when you practice this, when you try this, alhamdulillah, so much tawajjuh, attention of the heart, the constant link between the heart and Allah, that your needs, you won't even know them, Allah will fulfill your needs. And this is the dhikr of Allah. That's why the invitation is given, come to the dhikr of Allah, so you can create a link with Allah, a connection with Allah, ask from Allah. Allah is saying Himself. That you don't, you cannot even walk one foot, you can't walk one stride. When you breathe out, you won't be able to breathe in. If you breathe in, you won't be able to breathe out. One brother said to me, I said, what's happened to you? You're ill. He said, just my breath, I can't breathe easily. I breathe, it's so hard for me to breathe in and out. This is our hal. We are weak. If we're so weak and dependent on Allah's help, and even then we're far from Allah, we are 150% dependent on Allah. So let's do one action. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Remember this, Ramadan is coming. And Ramadan, the greatest ibadah is maraqabah. The best ibadah. And very enjoyable worship. That a person is so weak, he can't do anything. Physically weak, that we can't do it. Sometimes you're eating, drinking, we sit down, do dhikr. Look at those countries, alhamdulillah, where their food is dhikr of Allah. The awliya Allah, they sat on straw mats, they're hungry, thirsty. I've seen that. I've studied Dera Ghazi Khan, was severely hot. That location where I used to live, my husband was from Gharai Sharif, in that region, in the afternoon, intense heat, and the sun was sparkling, no food, nothing cold, nothing warm, alhamdulillah. Just one date and maybe a bit of water with the fadl of Allah. But when the dhikr of Allah would be performed, when dhikr would be done, then dhikr was such food for the insan, for the human being, for his body and soul, that he didn't need anything else. Subhanallah, the person forgets everything at that time. Everything. So that the biggest thing that's lacking in us is that we've forgotten Allah, and we don't do the dhikr of Allah. We do 4 tasbihs, I've done dhikr. 2 tasbihs, I've done dhikr. 3 juz of Quran, I've done dhikr. No, it's not enough. Fanafil qalb. The heart should be totally assigned to Allah. And it's surprising about those people who've learned dhikr. So many years have passed now, so many years, and they don't know what is dhikr. What is the remembrance of Allah? They don't know. They don't know what's the issue. So have drive and encouragement and work hard. Effort. Without effort, without working hard, you cannot attain anything. Without working hard, you can get nothing in the world. Allah has put everything with working hard. Wajahadu, Allah says, work hard, make effort. Then I will give to you, Allah says, wajahadu fina. Allahu Akbar. Those paths that you're looking for, what you're running after, Allah says, I will never show you the way, the path. Wajahadu. First you need to work hard. When you work hard, not one path, not one route, Allah says, I will show you the routes. I will show you the paths, the several ways. Will we work hard? Inshallah. Ramadan's coming. So do maraqabah, lots of maraqabah, lengthy maraqabah, wherever our majalis take place. These are ni'mas, great blessings. When the eyes close, when we pass away, then we'll understand what were the majalis of dhikr. I tell you the truth, I swear by Allah, I could not even think that today, such full of blessing in the blessed evening, I swear by Allah, I could not even imagine that what great rewards of Allah Ta'ala are descending this time between Maghrib and Isha. We're sat in the house of Allah. What great hadith we're discussing. We're talking about Allah and His Rasul, and then we'll do dhikr of Allah. Amazing, amazing name of Allah. If we look around in the world, what loss is taking place and darkness. What are our children doing? And at this moment in time, all of the wrong things are spread in the world, and disobedience is taking place. So what's special about me and you that we're sat here doing dhikr of Allah? Whose mercy is this, Karam? Allah. So should we not be grateful to Allah? Shouldn't we be grateful to Allah? We should be. And then when you're grateful, then the tears of gratefulness will roll out of your eyes. Allah, I don't know about my life, but this valuable time of seeing people dying, fathers, sisters, mothers, and relatives. And Allah, you have given me such great blessing that you have included me in the list of the dhakireen. In the morning I do dhikr, in the evening I do dhikr. My Mawla, you are so, so great, and you have given me your blessings. And in the Quran, Allah has mentioned about His makhluk, and Allah says, I've included you among those people. Subhanallah, ma fi samati wa ma fil ard. Allah's praise, the birds fly in the air, they do dhikr of Allah when they fly. Is this not the case? So dhikr, we should do a lot of dhikr. Wherever you get the majlis, don't be lazy. That you can go in your car and go everywhere in the world and for your tasks and duties. So here, when you see there's a majlis, may Allah give me tawfiq as well. I don't know tomorrow what my health will be, isn't it? So today, alhamdulillah, in reality, I didn't know that will I come and do dhikr, host dhikr. I had no knowledge. Suddenly it came my heart and it was your love. And somebody said, I thought, okay, suddenly let's change the schedule program. I feel like to go there and to do dhikr. That's what my feeling was. And everyone's here, sat there and said, I changed the schedule. I said, okay, I'm going to go to Masjid Ibrahim. But what can I say? I can't tell them I'm not coming. I'll come after Ramadan. Already had said I won't come and I'll come after Ramadan. So this is Allah's khairat, goodness. Whoever He wants to give to, He gives. Yes? So nobody comes from announcements. Nobody comes from the announcement. Allah says that it's my karam that I select the people. I wasn't going to come myself. What announcement was given to me? Yes? So when was I coming? Myself. Suddenly a jerk came, I was sat down. Yes? The name that will go there and do dhikr. I said, no. I need to go to Masjid Ibrahim. But there will be nobody there. There's no one there. And Allahu Akbar, I said, there's a masjid, isn't it? Imam Sahib will be there, won't he? Yes? And I said, our men are not enough. They're not complete. Why? Because sometimes things happen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selects that I want to give to these people. Allahu Akbar. Allah selects in such a way that we're not going to call somebody who's strange. Don't give a special announcement. So Allah says, don't worry about announcement and in advance call people. You know, for example, on the side, yes, from so long that you look in the morning, there's no dhikr. Yes, 5 p.m. on our side, it was there that there's no gathering today. Did you know? Nobody knew about this gathering. But the hukam comes from Allah. Every day we know. I said, stop it. There's no announcement today. Today, without the announcement, I want to see the who has love with me. Allah says, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So today in this gathering, the last night of Shaban, and Allah says, I want to select those who come and I want to select the treasures and give to my special servants. So this is a special da'wah of Allah. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't understand? Okay, let's start doing dhikr of Allah and let's be grateful to Allah and let's recite Durood Sharif. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعملنا كل ذلك عندنا ربنا إننا آمنا واغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وغشنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعفنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافي البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا اللهم عافنا في بطني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رَبِّهُما كما رَبَّيَانِي صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين